Golden Buddha by Clive Cussler and Craig Durgo. Clive Cussler on Golden Buddha.
Hello, my name is Clive Cussler. Just so you know, this is not a dirt pit adventure, nor a pneumophile's Kurt Austin story. This book is based on the old tramp cargo ship Oregon that I described in the pit tale titled Flood Tide. Beneath her derelict superstructure and rusty hull, Oregon is a mechanical marvel of technology and scientific genius. She is crewed by a group of highly educated and intelligent mercenaries who function under the myriad umbrellas of a far-flung corporate conglomerate. They contract with governments, corporations, and private interests around the world to fight corruption and challenge the sinister threats of rogue villains in the exotic ports of the seven seas. Craig Durgo and I worked together to create an entirely new series of adventures with a cast of characters unlike any ever seen before. I sincerely hope you will find it an enjoyable departure as well as a fun read.
Golden Buddha Prelude March 31, 1959 The flowers surrounding the summer palace of Norbolinka were closed, but ready to bloom. The park-like setting of the complex was beautiful. High stone walls surrounded it. Within the walls were trees and lush gardens, and in the center was a smaller yellow wall, through which only the Dalai Lama, his advisors, and a few select monks passed. Here were tranquil pools, the home of the Dalai Lama, and a temple for prayer. It was a sea of order and substance, centered in a country of chaos. Not far away, perched on the side of a hill, was the imposing winter palace of Potala. The massive structure seemed to step down the hill.